I should probably be warning you about the lousy dialogue in George Clooney's screwball comedy Leatherheads. Or maybe I should be telling you that Smart People, starring Dennis Quaid as a depressed and depressing college teacher, is anything but smart. Well, then again, I suppose I just did. Instead of reviewing those films in full, against my better judgment, I keep gravitating towards a horror movie that I saw weeks ago and I can't get out of my head. The film is called The Ruins, and while I cannot in good conscience recommend it to anyone but genre fans, and then only to the diehards who are willing to put up with a bad movie just to get to the original stuff, it contains an image so brilliant, so disturbing, for certain seekers it'll be worth it. It's not what you see, it's the implications of what you don't see. All I'll tell you is that it involves the hunt for a ringing phone. Killer plants have made up a weird subgenre in science fiction and horror movies, from the ambulatory carnivorous shrubs in Day of the Triffids, to the surly trees in The Wizard of Oz and Evil Dead, to the blood-sucking bud in Little Shop of Horrors and its remake. There's even a sub-subgenre of deadly vine movies in films such as Disney's Sleeping Beauty, and more recently in the stranglers of the first Harry Potter film and Minority Report. Strange, isn't it, that plants keep cropping up as villains when they are rooted to the spot and can't chase you. Okay, a triffid can chase you, but you get my point. Some deep part of our reptile brain must recognize that plants are aggressively competing living things, and I'm not sure if anxiety about the female anatomy isn't part of it, too. Scott B. Smith, who wrote the screenplay for The Ruins and the book it's based on, has done some thinking about how plants adapt, and the result is a mostly original take on malevolent flora. I wish I could say that the characters were original, too. Instead, let's guess who's going to be compost. Amy, Jenna Malone, is the red-headed smart one who is reluctant to explore the jungles of Mexico with only an ancient map as guidance. My money's on her to survive this thing. Laura Ramsey, who plays bubble-headed blonde Stacy, is asked by director Carter Smith to get naked for no reason, which she does spectacularly. I give her 45 minutes of screen time. Well, then there are the guys. There's uptight Jeff, Jonathan Tucker, Amy the smart one's boyfriend, whom we see shirtless only seconds after 300 reps on the Bowflex. He's going to be a doctor. Chances are that's going to come in handy. Eric, Stacy the dumb one's boyfriend, might just fall out of your memory altogether. And then there's the foreign guy, Matthias, Joe Anderson, who isn't part of a couple and is soon to be a double amputee. The five friends, with the aid of that ancient map, come upon the ruins of an unknown ziggurat in the Mexican jungle. Perhaps the deadly vine that covers the structure releases invisibility spores. The boys and girls make it about three steps up the pyramid before they are ringed by federales with machetes, pistols, and bows and arrows who will kill them if they try to leave. Well, it may seem like I've told you too much, but I haven't. After all, we're dealing with a variation on a theme here. Those who are better adjusted than myself need not apply. But for you, and you know who you are, God bless you, one brilliant moment and the plant equivalent of the guinea worm will be enough. Reviewing The Ruins for WFIU, this is Peter Noble Kuchera.